So in this meeting in a place called the Bretton Woods Country Club in New Hampshire in the United States, they had two goals, and that was to remake a global economy which could have real trade and cooperation, but wouldn't have so much speculative financial activity that it destabilized the fledgling new international economy that people were trying to build. These meetings, of course, took place in the shadow of a Great Depression, where the prevailing wisdom, particularly from Keynes, was that it was the free choice of entrepreneurs, and particularly the role of speculative markets in destabilizing the world economy that had produced the poverty of the 30s and the cataclysmic war of the first half of the 1940s. And so it was a meeting quite hostile to international financial markets and quite suspicious of banks, looking to curtail and limit their operation to those things that were needed for mass employment, mass growth of economies, and international trade. Particularly Keynes looked to limit, representing the United Kingdom, and particularly Harry Dexter White looked to solidify the United States as the central power and the central rulemaker in the new world economy, at least of the non-communist or free world, as they called it then. And that was done building a global financial architecture around the U.S. dollar as the basically new pound sterling slash gold of a global economic system with a limited role for banks and fixed currencies fixed to the new center of the global financial system, the U.S. dollar. And it's worthy of mention that in 1945, at the end of World War II, the rest of the world was so much more decimated than a newly invigorated United States was that about 50% of world GDP or market output was being done inside the United States of America.